feel a heaviness in the back of the body. Let the whole back of the body sink into this support. Be aware of the space around you, the others in the room, the space outside the room. Be aware of the senses, the mouth, the ears, the nose, the eyes, and the sense of touch, the skin. Be aware of the movement of the breath. And with each exhalation, allow the body to sink a little deeper into this support. Pay particular attention to the tailbone and allow the tailbone to sink down around the edge of the bolster and down towards the floor. And become aware of the lower ribs, the front lower ribs, the side lower ribs. And allow the lower ribs to be supported by the bolster. Feeling the back lower ribs on the bolster as well as the feeling the front of the ribs. And feel the ribs moving gently away from the belly. And become aware of the belly, a softness in the belly. Wander through the body and notice any areas of holding. Simply noticing, not judging, not analyzing, simply noticing. Notice the sensations arising. And if at any time you feel that the legs have been in this position long enough, then slide the feet down the wall, resting the soles of the feet on the wall with the knees bent. Or cross the ankles as the legs are elevated, or cross the ankles with the knees open and the knees falling towards the wall. Or you could bring the soles of the feet together and allow the knees to fall towards the wall. Each time the leg position changes, simply notice what's arising. And bring your awareness to the breath, feeling the movement of the breath from the nostrils, down through the sinuses, the throat, chest, and into the belly. Be aware of the movement of the belly with the breath, feeling that gentle rising and falling. Be aware of the movement of the lower ribs and outward expansion of the lower ribs as you inhale, and the ribs accordioning back towards the core of the body as you exhale. Feel this accordion-like movement from the inside of the body to the outside. Be aware of the movement of the ribs in the mid-range of the torso. felt the level of the breasts. And then be aware of the movement of the breath and the ribs in the upper chest, around the collarbones, the shoulders, above the breasts. And as you inhale, feel that movement beginning in the lower ribs. Feel the lower ribs filling, the mid chest filling, the upper chest filling. And as you exhale, feel the upper chest emptying, mid chest emptying, lower chest emptying. Let this be a fluid movement. Maybe first envisioning each of the three chambers filling and each of them emptying. Feel the movement from the inside out, this sense of filling and emptying. And at the top of an inhalation, after a long, slow inhalation, can you just retain the breath for a second or two? Just feel that retention, that cessation, and then exhale from the top to the bottom. Long, slow exhale. And then go back to regular, relaxed breathing. Simply watching the body being breathed. Feeling the sensations with the movement of the breath. And then again, a long, slow inhalation, filling each of the three chambers from the bottom to the top. Pausing, retaining, and then exhaling from the top to the bottom. Long, slow exhale. And then simply watch the inhale arise and allow the body to be breathed. Feel the body breathing itself. Notice what's arising. And then bend your knees, placing the soles of your feet on the wall. And on an exhalation, press the feet into the wall and slide the buttocks to the front edge of the bolster. Head into the center of the room. And just not sliding quite all the way off, keep the tailbone, the sacrum, on the front edge of the bolster. And then bring the knees into the chest and just feel the bolster tipping the pelvis, allowing the knees to rest gently into the chest, the pelvis totally supported by the bolster. And feel the breath in the back of the body. Be aware of the body being breathed. This movement arising in awareness.